Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Wrong side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody. Another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing the best on all things Americana-ish, including the blues, and including the king of the Delta blues, Charlie Patton. Doing a track right there called Shake It and Break It, But Don't Let It Fall, Mama. Originally recorded in 1929 and released in January of 1930. So that song just celebrated a 95th anniversary. And why are we starting with the great Charlie Patton? Well, he's got a birthday that's coming up. April 1st, we think, in 1891, we think. Charlie Patton, that's the date I'm going with. That's the date I've seen on biographies. April 1st, 1891. They also think it might be several other years because, as we know, records being kept in the Deep South of people of color was not very good. Could have been 1881, 1885, 1887, or 1891. But that's what we're going to roll with. Charlie Patton. What we do know, though, is that he is one of the most influential blues musicians of all time, father of the Delta blues, and again, celebrating a birthday this week. Now, this show, this whole episode is going to be birthdays. This whole episode. Because between March 30th and April 7th, there are eight very important blues and country birthdays. And every one of the people on this show that we're going to be celebrating their birthday for this week, I could do an entire show off of music they've written or songs they've done. and the influence they've had. Maybe we'll do that for some of these people later in the year. But right now, we're going to just roll through double shots of eight of the most important blues and country musicians of all time, and Charlie Patton certainly being one of them. So let's give you another Charlie Patton song, also from 1930. This one's called Rattlesnake Blues. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I'm going to get it, Mama, I say, not you loving boy. I'm going to get it, I say, with you loving boy. It died my boy, and you'll be land on. Big boy gonna hear mama, you know, lose all the time be loud. If I get back there, I won't, don't be bad no more. In my big brother, I like a P3 road deal. Rocky. And I needed morning, never said that I didn't feel. That sunny boy, the little school boy. I woke up this morning. Lord, I couldn't make me known. Lord, I couldn't make me known time. Why that I didn't have no blues, woman, but I was all messed up in time. Now you be my baby, come on and be my baby, I'll buy you a diamond, I'll buy you a diamond ring. Well, if you don't be my little woman, and I won't buy you a doggone thing. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna fly all over this land. I'm gonna fly all over this land. that I'm loving, and I ain't going to let my airplane down. Begin to think she's grown. You can never catch that kind of little girl at home, but you have to go there early in the morning. Baby, bound to break a day. Now you ought to see me grab the pillow while my baby used to lay. I've got a little woman, her name's Miss Kate. She told me to come to the house this morning. I got there about 8:30. She has, I told you, come early in the morning. Baby, bound to break of day. Now you ought to see me grab the pillow while my baby used to lay. You're a woman, you fool with too many men. I can't never come to see you in the evening. I have to come to see you when I can. You tell me to come early in the morning. Baby, bound to break of day. Now you ought to see me grab the pillow while my baby used to lay. You no more. I know you don't love me. You are about me to so and so. You tell me to come early in the morning. Baby, bound to break of day. Now you ought to see me grab the pillow while my baby used to lay.
Child, don't you wanna go? Woman, I'm trouble. I be all good now. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't be fun. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard lord be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble, I be all wood mine. Well, baby, I can't never be I didn't see not a doggone thing. Well, when I was trouble, I was all good night. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied, and I just couldn't keep up. Well, I know my little baby, she gon' jump and shout. That old train be late, man, Lord, and I come walking out. I be trouble, I be all right, man. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied, and I just can't keep on dying.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. But you know I'm here. Everybody knows. I got a black cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the John the Conqueror, I'm gonna mess with you, I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand, then the world will know the hoochie coochie man, but you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 day, on the 7 month, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know I'm here.
Wrong side of the tracks, and that's a voice you should obviously know, right? Muddy Waters, arguably the greatest blues musician of all time, certainly one of the most influential. Muddy Waters celebrating a birthday this week, April 4th, 1913. McKinley Morganfield is his real name, born in Issaquena County, Mississippi. And we gave you two tracks from Muddy. That one originally written by Willie Dixon, Hoochie Coochie Man. Let's give credit here. Willie Dixon, one of the greatest blues songwriters of all time. But Muddy Waters made it famous and was the first to record it in 1954. And then before that, we gave you a song that Muddy did write, I Can't Be Satisfied. Now, he originally wrote it as I Be's Troubled, That was released in 1942. And then he would re-record it as I Can't Be Satisfied in 1948. And that's the version that would be covered by Rolling Stones, Hot Tuna, R.L. Burnside, Big Joe Williams. Lots and lots of people would, of course, cover that song. But Muddy Waters, as we mentioned, born April 4th, 1913, before his passing in 1983. All right. Before that, we gave you two tracks from Sonny Boy Williamson the First. Now, if you're a blues historian at all, you know there were two guys named Sonny Boy Williamson. The second one basically tried to steal the name and identity of the first one. That is a true story. Sonny Boy Williamson the First, the original, was born March 30th, 1914, in Madison County, Tennessee. And for a very brief period of time, because he died in 1948 at the age of 34, he was shot and killed in a robbery, actually, in Chicago. But for that brief period of time, he is one of the greatest blues harmonica players around. And not just on his own, but he would play with Big Joe Williams and other artists of his era. But he also recorded a bunch of tracks that were fantastic on their own, including Early in the Morning, which was a track he released in 1937. And then also Good Morning Schoolgirl, also released in 1937. Sonny Boy Williamson the First, John Lee Curtis Williamson. And then starting off the block, our second tune from Charlie Patton, Rattlesnake Blues, released in May of 1930. So that's got an anniversary coming up, 95-year-old song. Charlie Patton born, we think, April 1st, 1891 in Hinds County, Mississippi. And another guy we lost way too soon. He was only 43 years old when he passed in 1934. So there you go. So those three guys alone, we could have done entire shows just on those three blues musicians, especially Charlie Patton and Muddy Waters. I mean, just the stuff that they wrote that's been covered by hundreds of other people. We could have easily filled an hour with just either one of those guys. But wait, there's more, as the old infomercials used to say. Because we've got, let's see here, five country musicians who are also celebrating birthdays this week. And I'm talking Hall of Famers, guys, including this one right here, Lefty Frizzell. Lefty Frizzell, one of the greatest country songwriters of the 1950s, was born March 31st, 1928 in Corsicana, Texas. And let's give you a couple tracks from Lefty here, including one of my favorite Lefty tunes from 1950, I Love You a Thousand Ways. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I love you, I'll prove it in days to come. I swear it's true, darling, you're the only one. I think of you, of the past and all our fun. I love you, I'll prove it in days to come. You're my darling, you've been true. I should have been good to you. You're the one that's in my heart while we're apart. I'll be true, I'll prove it to you someday. I love you, in my heart you'll always stay. I've been so blue and lonesome all these days. I love you, I'll prove it a thousand ways. And sweet to you, and no more will you be blue. I'll prove I love you every day, all kinds of ways. Darling, please wait until I'm free. There'll be a change, a great change made in me. I'll be true, there'll never be blue days. I love you, I'll prove it a thousand ways. Always late with your kisses. Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay? Always late with your kisses. Why, oh, why do you want to do me this way? How long do you think I can wait, when you know you're always late, always late with your kisses? Why, oh, why do you want to do me this way? Why do you want to do me this way?
Sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness. of a heartbreak.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from
me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life, end over end, neither left nor to right, straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Make me, oh, make me, Lord, more than I am. Make me a piece in your master game plan. Free from the earthly tempestion below. I've got the will, Lord, if you got the tow. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Bring on the brothers who've gone on before, and all of the sisters who've knocked on your door, all the departed dear loved ones of mine, and stick 'em up front in the offensive line. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Yeah, drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left.
I sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. I bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Her heart was filled with laughter when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth is Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kind of like the streets of Baltimore. Then I got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine. I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Yet every night when I came home with every muscle sore, she would drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be, but I soon learned she loved those bright lights much more than she loved me. Now I'm a-going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. Yes, my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and there you go, three absolute heavy hitters of country music history. Bobby Bear. Bobby Bear, who was born April 7th, 1935. Still kicking, by the way. Bobby Bear will be 90 years old on April 7th. And we gave you two songs that have just absolutely been tied to his career, including the Tom Paul Glazer and Harlan Howard penned Streets of Baltimore, which they wrote in 1966, and Bobby Bear was the first to release that song in June of 1966. Glazer Brothers would release it later in 66. Of course, Gram Parsons would do probably the best version, and not probably, it is the best version, is Gram Parsons, but Bobby Bear was the first to put that song out there, and I do love his version of that song, Streets of Baltimore. And then before that, a fun tune. If you've ever listened to our Holy Roller Easter special, you have definitely heard Drop Kick Me Jesus by Bobby Bear from 1976 off of his The Winner and Other Losers album, which is really the album that just put him right on the map, especially as part of the outlaw alternative country movement of that time. Bobby Bear, again, born April 7th, 1935 in Ironton, Ohio. Before that, we gave you, man, one of the slickest voices of the 1950s and 60s, Don Gibson, who was born April 3rd, 1928. And we gave you a track called Oh Lonesome Me, which was a huge hit for Don Gibson, released in the beginning of 1958. It was a top 10 country hit and then also crossed over and was a Billboard hit as well. Reached number 8 on the country Billboard chart for Don Gibson. Or excuse me, number 7. And then before that, starting off the Don Gibson part of that block, Sea of Heartbreak, which I just love that song, released in 1961. Don Gibson didn't write it, but he took it to number 2 on the Billboard Country charts in 1961. And that also crossed over and was a top 25 hit on the pop charts for Don Gibson as well. And Don Gibson is also a phenomenal songwriter. I mean, the guy wrote Sweet Dreams, which, of course, Patsy Cline made famous. Her biopic, if you prefer, is, of course, named Sweet Dreams. And I Can't Stop Loving You was another big hit that Don Gibson wrote. Again, born April 3rd, 1928, in Shelby, North Carolina. And then starting off the block, Lefty Frizzell. Just a massive talent, Lefty Frizzell. And if it wasn't for Hank Williams, Lefty Frizzell would be the biggest country star of the late 1940s and 1950s. You might argue he actually was. And we gave you two tracks. Always Late With Your Kisses, released in 1951, which was a big hit for Lefty Frizzell. Went to number 1 on the country charts. And start off that block, I Love You 1,000 Ways, released in 1950. Lefty Frizzell, born March 31st, 1928, in Corsicana, Texas. So there you go. Now, two more birthdays still to celebrate. And these two are huge. These two are two of the biggest country stars of the last, 60 years, whatever, however many years we're talking here. Including this guy, Merle Haggard, born April 6, 1937, in Oildale, California. Let's give you one of Merle's biggest hits from 1966. This is Swingin' Doors. This is Wrong Side of the Tracks.
This old smoke-filled bar is something I'm not used to. But I gave up my home to see you satisfied. And I just called to let you know where I'll be living. It's not much, but I feel welcome here inside. Swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to. 'Cause I'm always here at home till closing time. To drive me crazy. And I've got everything it takes to lose my mind. And in here the atmosphere's just right for heartaches. And thanks to you I'm always here till closing time. Swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to. 'Cause I'm always here at home till closing time. I'm always here at home till close. job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. Working man like me, I ain't never been on welfare, and that's one place I won't be. I'll be working long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song's for the working man.
side of the tracks. Yes, Queen. Now, if you listen to Wrong Side of the Tracks at all over the last however many years I've been doing this show, it's a long ass time now, you know that one of my all-time favorite country musicians is Emmylou Harris. I mean, literally, I have said this before, that the decade of the 1970s, the only musicians in country music, in my mind, who had a decade as good as Emmylou Harris in terms of releases, were Willie and Waylon. Outside of that, Emmylou is right there. And you just heard two reasons why. Two More Bottles of Wine, a song originally recorded by Delbert McClinton in 75, but Emmylou, it's her version. She crushed it. Off her Quarter Moon and 10 Cent Town album released in 1978, that was a number one hit for Emmylou Harris. And then before that, we gave you Luxury Liner, now a song written by Gram Parsons. And by the way, the guitar at the end of Luxury Liner, and this is a perfect song that showcased Emmylou's hot band, as she called it, because somebody told her, hey, go get yourself a hot band and come back. And she did. James Burton was a guitar player who hit that solo at the end. And James Burton was called out by name on a Gram Parsons record. He yells out, James Burton and his hot pick-licking guitar. Well, there you heard it. It's right there. Luxury Liner, title track off of Emmylou's 1976 album. One of the greatest country records of all time, in my mind. That along with the Lee Hotel. You don't get a 1-2 punch better than that. Emmylou Harris, born April 2nd, 1947, Birmingham, Alabama. That queen will be 78 years old on April 2nd this year. And then starting off the block, Merle Haggard, The Hag. We gave you Working Man Blues, which was released in June of 1969. Number one hit for Merle Haggard. Of course, he and the Strangers wrote that one. He also wrote the one before it, Swinging Doors, which was released in February of 1966. That went to number five on the country charts that year. Merle Haggard, of course, another massively influential musician. Born April 6, 1937 in Oildale, California. And, you know, funny, we all know the story that Merle Haggard saw Johnny Cash at San Quentin when he performed Folsom Prison Blues and kind of changed Merle Haggard's life. But that's not the only country Hall of Famer that Merle Haggard saw while he was serving time in prison. About 6 or 7 years before that, he saw Lefty Frizzell in prison. And Lefty Frizzell heard him singing off on the side of the stage and invited Merle Haggard up to sing a song with him. And that is what made Merle Haggard want to be a musician. So there you go. Apparently, if you were in prison in California in the 50s and 60s, you got to see a lot of famous country musicians perform. So be it. Merle Haggard. Now, if you're keeping score at home, this week included, let's see if I got this here, March 30th, Sonny Boy Williamson. March 31st, Lefty Frizzell. April 1st, Charlie Patton. April 2nd, Emmylou Harris. April 3rd, Don Gibson. April 4th, Muddy Waters. April 6th, Merle Haggard. April 7th, Bobby Bear. I don't know if you're going to find a week or an 8-day stretch with as many prolific songwriters as you will the week we're living in right now. That's insane. And again, every one of these people I could have done an entire show for. But we won't. But we are going to finish off the show with a tribute to the man who has got a birthday coming up at the end of April, and we will be doing our Willie Nelson birthday bash as we do every year. And Willie Nelson, of course, was also a huge fan of Lefty Frizzell and recorded an entire album of Lefty Frizzell tunes, To Lefty from Willie, in 1977. I'm going to give you a song, though, that Lefty Frizzell was the first to record in 1973. He didn't write this one, though. It was written by Jimmy Buffett and Jerry Jeff Walker. But it's my favorite song off the To Lefty from Willie album. This is Willie Nelson. This is Railroad Lady. Till next week, kids. Stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on the train. Semi-good looker, but the fast rails, they took her. Now she's trying, just trying to get home again. South Station in Boston, to the stockyards of Austin. From the Florida sunshine to the New Orleans rain. Now that the rail packs have taken the best tracks, she's trying, just trying to get home again. She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on the train. Once a pulling car traveler, now the switchman won't have her. And she's trying, just trying to get home again. Once a highball and loner, thought he could own her. And he bought her a fur coat and a big diamond ring. But she hawked them for cold cash in the town on the Wabash, never thinking of home way back then. But the rails are now rusty and the dining car's dusty. The gold-plated watches have taken their toll. And the railroads are dying, the lady is crying. On a bus to Kentucky and home, that's her goal. She's a railroad lady, just a little bit shady, spending her days on a train. She's a semi-good looker, but the fast rails, they took her. Now she's trying, trying to get home again. Bus to Kentucky and home once again.